Our final case for argument this morning is United States against Pinazzo. Mr. McGowan.
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Andy McGowan. I'm with the Federal Defender's Office for the Central District of Illinois, and I represent the appellant, Mr. Frank Pinazzo, in this case. In this case, we address one of the government's favorite arguments, waiver, in the context of a Booker remand where the defendant agreed in a plea agreement to be sentenced under the guidelines. After Mr. Pinazzo was sentenced, this court has interpreted substantially similar language in another plea agreement as a waiver of the defendant's right to appeal based on Booker. However, in this case, we think that the explanation that the district court gave, which was substantially different than this court's interpretation of or the same language, does not allow the government to establish that Mr. Pinazzo intentionally relinquished his known right to appeal the ultimate decision in Booker. I've cited multiple examples of what happened in this case before the district court at the change of plea hearing, as well as at sentencing, but I'd just like to focus on a couple today. First of all, the district court only mentioned that Mr. Pinazzo would be waiving a right to appeal based on Booker when the district court was talking about the general appeal waiver that was in the original plea agreement. The parties took that part of the plea agreement out. The second thing that happened at the change of plea hearing that is important is that the judge said that he would sentence Mr. Pinazzo, despite the plea agreement, to an alternative sentence at sentencing. The judge didn't do that ultimately, but I think it's an indication that the judge certainly thought that if he did not, this case could come back based on a later decision in Booker. Finally, at the sentencing, the district court specifically advised Mr. Pinazzo that there may be issues on appeal, such as these guidelines that you may want to appeal from. And for these reasons and the reasons we've stated in the brief, Your Honor, we believe that the government can establish that Mr. Pinazzo waived his rights. And at this point, unless there are questions, I'd like to reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, Mr. McGowan.
Thank you.
Mr. Esparro.
Thank you. May it please the Court, Michael Esparro on behalf of the United States. The defendant waived his right to be sentenced under an advisory sentencing guideline system. He agreed to be sentenced under the mandatory guideline system. The record makes that very clear. The plea agreement, on page 8 of the plea agreement, which is the appendix, page 8, and the plea colloquy, which are pages 13 and 15 of the appendix, make it very clear. The government believes that the Berheide case clearly controls here, that the law is well settled in this area, and that where a defendant bargains for the right to be sentenced under a mandatory guidelines regime, he waives his right to be sentenced under an advisory regime. For that reason and the reason stated in the brief, the government believes that the defendant's sentence should be affirmed. Unless there are any questions, the government rests on that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Anything further, Mr. McGowan?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess for several weeks.